USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Argentina's vice president and former president narrowly avoided assassination Thursday night after a Brazilian man's handgun jammed as he aimed it at her point blank. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner was visibly shaken, but not harmed. The suspect was arrested. Democrat Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said that she'd be happy to drain Texas of all of its illegal residents and welcome them to Chicago this week.
A song of welcome for our brothers and sisters who are now here in our city and traveling from far away, looking for and seeking the same thing that all of us want: peace, safety, shelter. Be able to raise their children in a way that they have the ability to prosper.
Visit us, usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
With a roughly estimated 3 million illegal immigrants now living in California, the Golden State's power grid is not up to the increased demand.
Californians are being told not to charge their electric cars just days after regulators voted for a gas car sales ban. Due to excessive heat in the Golden State, officials are asking residents to avoid using large appliances and charging electric vehicles during peak usage hours of 4 p.m. through 9 p.m. The state just announced a plan to ban sales of new gas-powered cars by 2035 in an effort to curb greenhouse gases. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The James Webb Space Telescope captured mysterious concentric rings around a distant star that left astronomers speechless. The image taken in July was released on Twitter by citizen Judy Schmidt. The star is known as WR-140. We are USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
On the wrong side of the Constitution of the United States, Democrat lawmakers in California failed to replace an existing gun control bill that the United States Supreme Court ruled unconstitutional Thursday, leaving the state's concealed carry regulations unenforceable. Democrat State Senator Anthony Portantino before the Supreme Court decision.
And what we're trying to do here, what we're trying to do with this bill, is take the Supreme Court decision and use it as a roadmap so we have a broad bill. There's no question that we want to be broad, but we also want to be constitutional. We want to craft something that is going to withstand the court challenge that may or may not come. But we want to make sure that we do everything we can in our power to prevent a tragedy.
The U.S. Navy's westernmost naval shipyard is revamping its processes and its collaboration between departments in a bid to finish more submarine repair work on time. The commanding officer said of the Pearl Harbor Navy shipyard, "The shipyard has 4 dry docks plus pier space to work on submarines and surface ships." Argentina's vice president and former president narrowly avoided assassination Thursday night after a Brazilian man's handgun jammed as he aimed it at her point blank. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner was not harmed. Enjoy yourself and be safe this Labor Day weekend. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.